Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with a December energy update for 2025, guys. We made it to the end of this year. It's kind of a miracle. But we are in a major pivot point right now, guys. I'm sure you can feel it. And coming into December, I feel like we're going to hit another breaking point where these like old power dynamics are really breaking down, and this reclaiming of our sovereignty, our voice, our true direction is really starting to manifest, and it's very exciting. The tables are finally starting to turn, and I think we're finally seeing evidence of what a lot of us have been feeling for a while. So I can definitely feel the shift in the air. I'm feeling like in these last weeks of November, there's been almost a strange, odd feeling that I really honestly could not put my finger on. So as usual, I just tune in and I'm going to tell you everything I'm getting around this month and what's coming for us next year. So we're already seeing on the world stage that these truths that have been hidden for decades, if not centuries, the ones that have been hidden for centuries are coming, are starting to surface, and it's super exciting. You cannot stop the wave now. You don't have to worry. The old ways of being able to hide or cover up just don't work anymore. You cannot stop this tsunami that is coming of truth. What they showed me is we are in the beginning of the true new beginning, and I'm here for it, you guys. So I've been talking about it for a year since last November, that they've been showing me the truth is coming, the light has won, the old corruption cannot do what it's always done. And at the same time, what is coming, just like our own breakthroughs, is going to be somewhat uncomfortable. So I just want to prepare you energetically. So just like anyone, you can either be in the wave of the tsunami or above it. And I want us all to be above it, okay? No one can hide from the truth. And this is going to affect you and the people around you in completely different ways. And I can tell you for sure, and I've been feeling this since July, that the truths that are coming from now until the next few years are so heavy, you guys, and massively reality shifting. Like the density that they've been showing me, it's almost like it was covered under the earth and it's starting to come up. And the way my clairs work is I feel things really early as they start to surface before they're at the surface. And then my nervous system sort of adjusts itself to that. So then when it actually happens, I can be more of an anchor. So that's how it's worked for me. So since July, I was feeling major women and children sort of atrocities. And it's even worse this month in November that I was feeling this sort of heavy energy. So I don't know what this is going to be, but it's going to be big. And again, I don't know when exactly it's coming out, but you can't stop the momentum of this, you guys. So with that said, stay grounded, connect your inner voice, know that every single one of these horrible things that have been going on needs to come out so it can actually change. And this isn't about one person. This is like a system of oppression that has affected us all as humanity, not just here in the US. But what they kept showing me is that the spell is breaking and the truth is really going to set us all free. And that's super exciting. It's just going to be going to be what it is. So we've talked about this before, but the light is getting lighter and the dark is getting darker. So many are going to be struggling right now. And they may allow this dark energy to plunge them deeper into their powerlessness. We must be the ones to hold the light and know that these horrible injustices, whatever they are, when they come out, that is evidence of the change that needs to happen. So in order to release it, we have to bring this all to the light. And that's what they keep telling me. And it's the same with yourself. With the tons of solar activity, for those of you that don't follow, there's a Schumann resonance that's in Russia. And then there's another graph in Italy that basically measure solar activity on different frequencies. And if you don't follow these, they have been insanely off the charts this year. And so in a physical scientific level, we are getting massive levels of light and solar activity. From a spiritual level, this is new energies hitting our planet that is causing some like different side effects, again, depending on where your vibration is. So for me personally, I oscillate between absolute exhaustion and then my body buzzing and I can't sleep at all. Then there are days I feel excited and hopeful and joyful and so much joy and appreciation. And then there's a feeling of like there's a storm coming. So do your best to just consciously go, I'm letting the light in. It integrates with ease. And you can also do this by being in nature, obviously meditating, being in bodies of water, or just simply being and practicing mindfulness. It's really the way you let it in is through stillness and presence with yourself. So the way they're showing it to me is you do need to create space to let this energy in. So if you're not letting it in, you're probably going to feel irritable or like, I need to do stuff. But on the other end, when you are sort of letting it in, you're going to feel more productive. You're going to want to clean things out. You're going to want to clean your, any old wounds may come up. You might be feeling out of sorts. Like these are all things that you need to know. They're all here to help you clean and make out and make more space to let more light in. Okay. So some who are more stuck will have larger, more disruptive things happen to aid them in looking inward. So you might see bizarro, weird things happening, you know, like car gets stolen or some legal issue comes up, like major disruptive things to force you to look at what the energy is that you're really putting out. Are you still feeling powerless? Are you still feeling like the victim, etc.? The energy again is speeding up. So everything's kind of bouncing back a little faster is the way it looks to me. So where we are now as a collective is that we're finally as a group in a larger way than ever, more awake and in the realization that like, wait a second, there is unequal power distribution here. There is exploitation. There's withheld resources. There is this desk-based system does not work. There is longstanding corruption and I'm not here for this anymore. We're done. So as we move into December, these distortions are going to come even more clear and people are no longer consenting to the old way of government rules. It's instead of them leading us, we're shifting to, wait a minute, you work for us, okay? And this is a really great power to the people time. The astrology is supporting this as well in terms of moving into the, you know, back into that age of Aquarius with Pluto being from Capricorn to Aquarius, we are moving into power of the people, okay? Instead of action-oriented, struggle-oriented, work hard, it's shifting into freedom, expansion, in personal empowerment, creativity, all of those things, which is super exciting. And again, Pluto's slow, so this is going to be over the next few years that we're in this transition. So what I feel for December specifically is it's kind of like a karmic audit for those who have not done the shadow work yet. Now, even, you know, guys, I'm constantly looking under the hood when things come up. And so it's really important to, again, be on your energetic hygiene in terms of when are you triggered, what's going on. And I've been telling you guys this because it is super important. Like I said, you're going to be shown where you're at no matter what. So whatever's happening is a reflection of where you're at. So you can change that at any time. And this is where Bashar and Abraham come in terms of whatever you're getting is based on a definition you have or a belief you have. So it's looking at why is this here? What is this showing me that I believe or how I'm defining this as negative? How can I shift that and kind of go to the other end of the stick? Again, that's the work. And if you want to do more of that, you can always book with me and we can do that together. It's so fun. So now with this, I've been telling you guys that as people sort of face the truth of themselves, this will also spark a new energy, like people more reclaiming their personal power and agency, people being more authentic, things starting to move forward and speed up. Like it finally feels like this sort of waiting period that we've been in for this entire year is sort of finally shifting. And that feels really good to me individually and globally. Like people stop tolerating what they've been hanging on to for years. You know, they've been handling this or accepting this and people are not doing that anymore. And that is propelling the energy forward. So this feels like another wave of awakening before we even enter 2026, which feels really good to me. So you might see friends and loved ones beginning to wake up in a deeper way. Some might dig deeper into victimhood or blame. So remind yourself, guys, and this has been a lot of my work, that I am powerless over other people and other people are not my responsibility. My responsibility is to stay true to myself and be the best version of me that I can be, because that's how I change the world. That's how I inspire others, is by showing them that they can be the light too, that they have the power to create whatever they want to by showing them through my example. As Abraham would say, words don't teach. It's your life experience that teaches. So this is definitely the time not to go save others, but to hold space, hold compassion, hold love, hold the light, and try to stay out of judgment. And when you're triggered, look right at it. Like, that's what I can give you in terms of advice right now, because you know, you're going to get triggered. The energies are very intense in terms of transformation. So if you're going with your transformation, you're going to feel a lot better than when you're kind of bucking that current. Okay. So we will reach a point of no return, or we really, I feel like we've already reached it, but they just keep saying December is the point of no return, where we realize that there is no going back to old systems. There is no going back to the way things were. Things need a major restructuring. And we're going to really see this in the early months of 2026. And I feel like there's going to be obviously more whistleblowing. I think more and more people are feeling safer to come out and tell the truth. And I think that's going to be in all areas. And people are finding their voices. So as that momentum goes and people start reclaiming their power, it's like the cutting the cords of the old world, and new versions and new solutions can start coming in. And again, I really see this manifesting in 2026, because people are being called back to themselves. And this is why I came here, because it is so exciting to watch more and more people be awakened, more people talking about things I've been talking about since I was a kid. It's a time where we really are going to be coming together in communities, and it's really a beautiful energy that we're moving into. So next year, we're entering into a way faster momentum of positive change and movement forward. It's going to be super fast is the way they're showing it to me next year. So not only will we be in a universal 1 year, which is a new beginning, but it will be a fire horse year in the Chinese astrology. We're leaving a 9 year, which is completion, and a wood snake, which is about shedding skin, ending of cycles, personal growth, rebirth, transformation. Okay. So in 2026, we will all have sort of a boost in our bravery or leadership and more progress. Okay. So I will go deeper into the predictions for 2026 in my January 2026 update. But I wanted to tell you what I was feeling generally, and this is sort of vulnerable for me because I don't, it's so part of my personal work. And I hesitate to make predictions because I can only see, you know, the energetic trajectory from where I'm sitting right now in this moment that I'm doing this. So as I see it now, I'm going to tell you, and as it updates, or if it updates, I will tell you, and I will keep you, you know, posted on what I'm getting. So the first thing is 2026 will be like a year like no other. So I feel that they're here in the US, that Trump will somehow be taken out of office within the first 6 months of 2026. And it's strange because I don't see Vance in his place long or at all. It's almost not clear on what directly causes this. I just see sort of like him disappearing. And it's so weird because they're showing me more clearly between March and June as of 2026 as of now. And I will check in with that again to see if it's still like that for the January update. So I do see that lockdown happening this year. I will report back when I get the timing. It could be as soon as February, to be honest with you guys. But I keep feeling like there's going to be a major shift in December. So I really want to check back in with that. This coming year, I see a financial restructuring of some kind. Like, this is not going to be like a crash in the historical sense, but like a restructuring that will temporarily render old systems like the stock market or certain banks and stuff like inactive for a period of time, and like a hard reset or a hard reboot. And I don't feel like anything's going to be lost, but it's definitely going to rattle people because it's going to be very unprecedented and we have never seen this before. So the unknownness of it is what's going to freak people out, but I'm seeing that it's totally going to be fine. And it's all about really taking out the viruses in these systems and sort of taking out the things that are corrupt and leaving the things that are not, and what's left and how do we rebuild from there is going to be, you know, the next few years. Obviously more orb and UAP sightings. You know, some of them are going to be real and some of them are going to be false all over the world, guys, because I don't know if you have seen, the Age of Disclosure came out And basically, there's just so much that we don't know or haven't been told, which a lot of us have known already, but now we have, you know, real evidence of it. So I do feel like there is going to be some people that want to keep the fear-based narratives around, you know, aliens and extraterrestrials, and then there's going to be the true light, benevolent, you know, beings that are really coming to help connect with us and aid us in our ascension. So we will talk more about that in the 2026 as those sort of things come in. I see major truths that rock people's world. All systems will get hit, guys, over the next 2 years. And again, all corruption will not be able to stay hidden. I've told you guys that. I also see major personal breakthroughs, like new psychic gifts beyond the veil for so many more than we're ever capable for. People coming into their power, people coming into their own businesses, more entrepreneurship, more authenticity, more bringing in abundance, being in your truth, this kind of energy, which feels amazing. But the main thing is that everything that's going to be coming is going to be something we've never experienced before. And I think that's what's going to really throw people off, because we can't look to history to predict what's coming. We have to look within. So I'm really excited. I think this is an incredibly powerful time for all of us, you guys. And I will tune in to the year ahead and see what's coming. And I'll talk to you guys in 2026.